On Michigan Ag Today, John Kraft is with us, Channel Seeds technical agronomist in southern Michigan, or covering the southern Michigan area. And let's get a crop update. John, let's start with progress, though. The new report this week from NASS, USDA, is that Michigan corn planted is at 86%, 66% emerged. Soybeans planted 79% and emerged 58%. And if those numbers are accurate for your area, how do you feel about progress so far?
Yeah, I mean, crop progress as a whole has really taken off in the last 2 weeks as we've gotten, you know, a break in the weather. And we are now ahead of that five-year average. I would have guessed we were a little further along than that, but I know there's still a lot of corn out there to be planted yet, as well as soybeans.
Just a quick note then on progress for those who aren't quite finished and when it might resume, or how quickly we can get it wrapped up, in your opinion.
Yeah, so with the rains coming in today, we have some cooler temperatures setting in. So I would guess that the evapotranspiration rate is probably not as high as we've seen in some previous weeks. So, you know, judging by today and future rains, probably this weekend would be your next window to kind of get back at it. And then early into next week as well, looks like the rain forecast is going to hold off. So, I mean, crops as a whole, though, that are up do look great, especially the corn. You know, we've had very timely rains. I think I'd like to see maybe a little bit less rain in many circumstances, just to encourage that deeper rooting to stay in the crop throughout the summer. Maybe rainfall drop off. So we're kind of V6 to spike or freshly planted corn on many acres, which can be a challenge on some operational focus. You're thinking about planting and also post-emerge sprays now too, and avoiding rains there.
Okay, I was going to ask you about emergence. You've moved on into emergence with you know, a fair amount of the crop emerged, and you indicated everything looks pretty good. So what do you like in what you see, and what areas do you have concern based on what you see?
Yeah, I think there's a corridor of central southern Michigan that got, you know, maybe some of those high intensity rainfalls and have quite a bit more crusting than many other parts of the state. So a little nervous for those acres. You know, some replants already going out, more on the soybean end than on the corn. Again, they just kind of got planted and then, you know, got pounded into the ground and have been there for, you know, 2 weeks and are struggling to come through it. So much of the other parts of the state, though, look good.
And John, there is some pest pressure to talk about, so please do that.
Yeah, so, you know, again, more on the soybean seeing it than on the corn. But definitely, you know, anywhere where maybe that crop was slowed down, it had, you know, maybe marginal planting conditions, it just is a little slower paced. The pests have really set in, and, you know, no-till acres, you know, high weed pressure from the warm winter definitely didn't help. So we had more weed development acting as a cover in many cases, you know, which can just provide a home for some of these insects. So definitely seeing slug, grub damage. There's some Asiatic garden beetles on some of those sandier soils. You know, again, where the crop just was slowed down and is struggling to outgrow that feeding damage. There is some reports of armyworm and black cutworm throughout the state. I haven't seen any. Seems to be kind of more northern at this point, which is contrary to what I would think, but I am hearing of it down in southern Michigan, you know, close to the Ohio border as well. So definitely scout your field, work with your agronomist for some management options as you reach those thresholds.
What about disease? Do you feel like we're set up for that to be an issue and a major one this year or not?
Yeah, anytime you have planting stress coupled with insect feeding, you've now opened up that plant system for some secondary pathogens. And so, you know, it definitely a concern. We'll see what weather patterns do, you know, to bring on, you know, some of the bigger ones like, you know, white mold, tar spot, northern corn leaf blight. So a lot of those are weather dependent as well. But, you know, soil-borne diseases, not having a lot of calls out on those. If you haven't had the coolness to exacerbate, you know, those
Once again, I think to repeat your message of scouting, that seems to be the main message. Make sure you know what's happening out there, so get out and scout around.
Yeah, and I would definitely focus on, you know, those fields where you're trying to beat a rain, you know, maybe put it in a little bit marginal. That's where we're seeing more of these pest issues pop up. And again, it's just, you know, back to the basics of seed to soil contact. And, you know, if that seed trench was slitted at all, you know, the crop is just a little slower, struggling to outgrow. But that's also becomes a highway for pests to hop from seed to seed.
Okay. John Kraft, Channel Seeds Technical Agronomist, Southern Michigan. Good update. And, John, it's good to know that, for the most part, the crop that's up is looking pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.